remote area medical clinic and following research. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello everyone, I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director at Tennessee Tech. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today show. Well, a remote area medical clinic offers free medical services to those who can't afford it. It also creates learning experience for Tennessee Tech students. The RAM clinic was canceled in 2020 due to COVID-19, but volunteers were able to pull together and have it in 2021. Eric Hall, a pre-dentistry and biochemistry major at Tech, serves as the public relations head for the Upper Cumberland Community Host Group of the RAM Clinic. He joins us now to tell us how this year's RAM Clinic turned out. So, Eric, just talk a little bit about the remote area medical clinic. You know, it's something that you've been involved in before, but this year was probably a little different.
Yeah, so this year's remote area medical, or RAM clinic, as it gets shortened down to, was kind of a different experience. It wasn't as big as we usually do. COVID last year, we had to cancel our clinic from the year before. We were setting up to have a very large amount of population there and helping out, doing things, but we kind of had to change things up. Thankfully, RAM headquarters over in Rockford, Tennessee, they've got a good policy and everything about COVID with how they are able to get the patients in, social distance, and also inside the dental floor, they were able to have about 25 to 30-ish tents set up, and we were able to actually get patients in and doing dental care. We were also able to do vision care as well, so we were giving out glasses and stuff as well. And then medical-wise, we were able to provide a lot of different medical procedures and things. We had women's health checkups, and then we also had just different medical providers there to help out with anything that might happen.
And so how many people came through?
So the final totals for all our numbers for this year was we had 560 patients.
Oh wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was a great number for us in times of COVID. The Knoxville clinic had about 700 like a month or two before, so we were like, okay, we're kind of in getting some good numbers. We had a good amount of turnout for things. We were able to actually hand out 216 pairs of glasses for free to anybody who got to show up. And then on the dental floor, we were able to extract 920 teeth and do 135 fillings and do 48 cleanings. So it was like we got a lot of care to the community, a lot of things that needed to be done. Some of these patients, the last time they had medical care had been like 2 years ago from the last clinic. Last year with the tornado right before the clinic, we knew we were going to have a spike in patients. Right. So we were glad we were able to serve and help out the community in whatever way we could.
How did you get involved in this?
I got involved with this about 3 years ago. It's kind of a thing that most pre-professional students do. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts with. Our group is called the Upper Cumberland Community Host Group. And what we do as community host group members, as a community host group, is we kind of merge the community and remote area medical, mm-hmm. and we get the clinic to come here. So RAM will bring all the supplies, all the day of clinic stuff. We work with the community in getting donations, both monetary, in-kind, and volunteers to come work the clinic. And then day of clinic, where we actually will be doing the thing. So we set up the Friday before over at Cookville High School. Mm-hmm. And then we have clinic on Saturday and Sunday. And then we tear down Sunday night. So it's a very jam-packed weekend. It's a very no sleep weekend, and it's a stressful weekend, but it's a great weekend, and it's to see the impact that just a little bit of care can have on someone. I personally get to work the dental floor every year, and it's one of the best blessings I have. Dental school is where I'm going to be going into, so this is my field that I'll be going into, and so getting to see the impact of what a single tooth getting pulled that can help someone not have that pain anymore, yeah. Or getting a filling done to where they can get their smile back. We've had preschool teachers come in and into the clinic, and they're like, I don't even want to smile at my kids. And then they come out, they're smiling, they're confident. And so it's a blessing to get to see that confidence of getting to someone smiling. Then up on the vision floor, you get to see people, they actually get to see, yeah. Some people that, like, I think it was 216 pairs of glasses, like, people don't, like, have that care and able to see. So for some people, there was a lot of kids that were getting their first pairs of glasses.
Wow.
And so it was kind of a special day. And all the glasses are made on site that day. So it's a special little thing to get to come out and see.
You know, it's one thing to be able to go into a classroom and listen to lectures and do work in textbooks and those kind of things, but to be able to go get the hands-on experience that you're able to get through this, man, that's got to be something very valuable for you as a student.
Yeah, the hands-on experience is definitely key and definitely important, but it's also just the impact and how to talk to patients, because that's one thing going into the medical field. You got to be able to talk to people. You got to be able to communicate. Mm-hmm. And these patients they need the most help. They don't get access to service. So giving back to them, this is where you need to be.
Yeah. So what do you do with this experience when you leave Tennessee Tech?
I hold on to it, and I come back every year for the Cookeville Clinic. I'll be going to dental school, so I'm hoping to come back every year and still do this clinic. I'll still be attached and a part of. I'll be giving up my position as the public relations head to passing that on to somebody else, but I'll be holding on to these memories and these experiences, and then as I go throughout the year, I'll be able to, these will always stick with me. Some of my first ever workings with the patients and some of my first ever like dental memories come from the RAM clinics and specifically here at Cookeville. So it's kind of a special thing that once you come out and see one clinic, it's hard to forget and it's hard to put into words exactly how special and important these clinics are.
Well, thank you for your service, for participating in this clinic, and congratulations on a successful clinic and a very difficult time maneuvering through a pandemic and having it canceled last year. Great to see it back and great to see it successful.
Thank you, Rio. Thank you.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk research with Holly Stritz. Stay with us.
You can't predict the future, but you can count on Tennessee Tech University always putting students first. Tech understands today's challenges and helps students by showing strength, compassion, patience, kindness, and common sense. We put students first on a safe, accessible campus close to home. That's what you can count on at Tennessee Tech. Find out more at tntech.edu/wingsup.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Throughout her academic career, Holly Stritz has followed the research, seeking answers to questions some have never asked. At Tennessee Tech, her research is helping students ask unique questions and find those answers through chemical engineering. Stritz and a couple of her students join us on Tennessee Tech Today to talk about their current research.
How long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
16 years.
So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
Well, the job, you know. So professor of chemical engineering, there aren't that many of those around in the country. And so we think that our department is kind of special and one of the jewels in the crown of Tennessee.
In your research that you're working on right now, just tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're working on, in particular what you're going to show us today.
So I do, my research group over the years has done everything that has to do with a polymer and with nano, but our present focus is on water and understanding what's happening, the dynamics of water, and how certain elements in the water, including natural organic matter. So natural organic matter is the decay products of leaves. We have a lot of leaves around here, so that's easy for people to get, right? So that particular material can foul water treatment facilities. And there are a lot of water treatment facilities around. So you think of water treatment, you think of municipal water, drinking water. Mm-hmm. But also, you probably don't think about things like food production and irrigation. You probably don't think about, for example, that in the state of Tennessee, that the world supply of Pringles is produced here. Wow. Or that we have so much biomass production, you know, for both lumber and for pyrolysis for energy.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Biodiesel, things like that. And so they need process water and they need it to be clean. And so they actually clean their water with membranes. I have a membrane right here. So these membranes, they're very green energy, reduced energy usage way to process the water. But these membranes, they're very thin. This is very expensive. This one is kind of Teflon based.
And do you make those?
We don't make them here. Obviously, I bought this one.
Okay.
We study how they get fouled, how they get dirty. So probably if you've had like water softener in your house, you know that you have to recharge it every so often. And so even municipal drinking water facilities think about how much water goes through there. They have to recharge and clean the membrane. And so these membranes, they're constantly having to shut down the equipment and backflow through it or clean it. And so we want to make it less expensive to produce drinking water by reducing the amount of times they have to clean these, by reducing fouling, understanding fouling. And the fouling comes from these, the natural organic matter. Mm-hmm. That's one big source.
So when you look at the membranes, what do you do with that? Do you run it through some tests? I mean, what's the process?
We can do that, and we have done that. Presently, the work that we're focusing on is to understand how the natural organic matter assembles and becomes so egregious on the surface of the membrane that you can't get it off. Mm. So we have models where we're looking at things, and we also do experimental science where we try to understand how does it aggregate, what causes it to aggregate, how can we get it to disassemble so that we can get it off of the membrane? Or maybe we want it to assemble so that we can get rid of it before it soaks into the pores of the membrane. Mm-hmm. So,
and how do students, how they are engaged in this process?
Well, they're doing the studies. They're doing the work. I'm just, the one who helps edit the paper in the end. Oh, yeah, we have a big research group. We have both graduate and undergraduate students who are involved there. And I think that's one of the things different about our department and about Tennessee Tech is that all of the faculty are research active, and that the students, even as young as freshmen, you can get involved in research and do some impactful work, for the state and for your country.
Mm-hmm. How do you... or what are you looking at for the research to go? I mean, from here, you're doing what you're doing now. What's the next step after this?
We keep doing research.
Yeah.
We there have been Nobel Prize winners who've said, whatever happens, follow the research. Yeah. Follow where the data takes you. And that's where we're going to go. It's a really exciting and extraordinary thing to learn something that no human being has ever known or seen for the first time. And to be the person who learns that for all of humanity, and then you disseminate it to people through videos or talks or teaching, that's a really extraordinary thing. And Mother Nature doesn't give up her secrets easily. And so you always have to be there. You have to be there when she's ready to whisper to you. So where do I go? I go where she goes. I go where Mother Nature takes me.
Dennis Piercy is one of Stret's students, a chemical engineering graduate student from Johnson City. Pearson has developed a nitrogen stripping and oxygenating column for fish hatcheries in Tennessee to control the gas content in raceways for the fish. Being able to be involved in research and develop something unique is exactly why he came to Tech.
Yeah, so since I am from Johnson City, there was ETSU and Milligan out there. And, I looked at a bunch of schools. But, I wanted to move away. I wanted to experience my own life and really, make the most of it. And Tech also, had what I wanted, because I wanted a great chemical engineering program. I wanted to really understand science at one of the most basic levels. And so I looked at that. It was a great fit. They take care of their students. After meeting with the chemical engineering department here as well, I knew after that first meeting that this was the place that I wanted to learn as well as grow and develop my skills.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about your research that you're working on.
Yeah, so I actually work on a couple projects. My graduate research is in wound healing, and so I do biomedical. And then I also teamed up with a joint project between chemical engineering and the Water Center. And what I do for them is I developed a nitrogen stripping and oxygenating column for fish hatcheries in Tennessee to control the gas content in raceways for the fish.
And for somebody who is not involved in chemical engineering or know a lot about that, how does one come up with such a thing?
So one of the things is, you know, you look at what's been done, and you see what has worked and what hasn't worked. And so what I looked at was there was initially a low head oxygenator column that was a device that works really well in outdoor facilities. And there's certain like implications that you need and criteria that need to be met for you to employ one of those. We didn't have those. And so we had to take that idea and we had to adapt it to an indoor facility. And so, you know, you take all these things that you like in things that you learn from, and you put it into a design to get the favorable properties that you want in the end.
Mm-hmm. And what is it you've got there?
Yeah, so this is actually the stripping and oxygenating column. And so what it does is it provides nucleation sites for the nitrogen to come off, because, you know, at certain fish hatcheries they have these high levels of nitrogen, and that nitrogen gets into the fish and it'll cause mortality. And so what it does is it provides sites for that nitrogen to come off, and then it also oxygenates. And so we pump in oxygen to the column and provide the adequate levels of oxygen for the fish to grow and survive.
Okay. And how has that been received?
Oh my gosh. It has been better than I ever imagined. So when I went to the fish hatchery first, you know, I took this column and I was like, hey, hopefully this works. And we plugged it in, and it did not work how I expected. It worked way better. And, you know, the guys at the fish hatchery, they gathered around, and they took pictures and videos, and they were like, you know, we've never seen these levels before. And, you know, it was like those moments that you really, you know, you work hard for, and you've put in all this work, and, you know, finally somebody is like, wow, this is amazing. And you look at it, and you're like, I made that. And so, you know, they've loved it, and so they've. The first thing that they asked me when they saw those results is, when can you get me 20 of them?
So what's next for you in your research?
Yeah. So for this, I'm continuing to make columns as well as looking to make it better. There's a few things that I think could be improved. It's definitely leaps and bounds ahead of what was there. But, you know, it's always constantly striving to make the most out of a design, get the most out of it. And I want to see this research to a place that I'm happy with before I leave.
John Clark, a junior from Dandridge, is another one of Stretch's students who has been involved in research. The chemical engineering and foreign languages major is studying membrane fouling, specifically how polymers that are a natural product of organic decay interact with and foul those membranes that are used for water filtration.
So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
So like most high school students, I'm planning my college search, looking around at schools around the state, some in-state, some out-of-state. And a lot of them have pros and cons, draws to each different school. But something I really found appealing for Tennessee Tech was the campus size versus the student population. It has that big campus feel, but a smaller student population, so I can get involved around campus, be more connected with my professors, and get involved with something like this.
And what are you majoring in?
I double major in chemical engineering and foreign languages.
Oh, wow. So as far as chemical engineering goes, what's some of the things you've enjoyed about that?
I really enjoy looking at the processes that are behind everything that we take for granted. Such as food production, energy production, all of that is something that a chemical engineer looks at. So I really enjoy being able to see all of that background processes that create that.
Yeah, and have you been able to have some hands-on experience doing research?
Yes, both within my classes and as an undergraduate research assistant, I've been able to be involved in labs or just simple studies on heat exchangers or to something more complex like this humic aggregation project.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that, your involvement with that.
So one of the things that I study is membrane fouling, specifically how polymers that are a natural product or organic decay interact with those membranes that we use for water filtration. And these are very large molecules that are capable of combining together, what we call aggregating, to forming large particles. And this can be really problematic for membranes and filters because they'll clog the pores on that filter and make them essentially useless. They have to be taken offline and cleaned before they can continue filtering water. So I study the effects of how salinity concentration in the water, such as calcium concentration or sodium concentration, can affect the rate that these humic acids, the polymers that we're studying, aggregate back together in a water sample.
Oh, great. And now, with your learning from this research, how do you hope to apply it maybe when you get out of school, or what's next for you?
So what's next for me? I haven't thought that far yet, so we've got to come up with something.
Well, what year are you right now?
I'm a junior.
Okay, so you still got a little time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where do you want to take your research?
So next we plan on taking this research to an industrial setting. We have a partner in Browning Caldwell who is looking at modifying or replacing their membrane filters, which isn't going to be very cost effective. So we'd like to come up with a way to apply our research here to their industrial setting so that they're able to prevent or reduce the fouling on their membranes so they don't have to be fully replaced.
Oh, great. Is there anything else you want to add maybe about your time here at Tech or something you've enjoyed as far as being a student here?
So something I've really enjoyed outside of the classroom is how much I've been able to get involved around Tech, from being in this undergraduate research program to being a tour guide on campus to ministries or student organizations all across campus. There's really something for anyone to get involved with, so I've had a whole lot of fun in my time at Tennessee Tech being able to join in on those groups.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.